Heavenly Father, we are before you with hearts full of gratitude. Lord, truly our desire is to seek you with the whole heart and to walk in all your ways, bringing glory to your name. So, Lord, we just thank you for the gift of this noon hour, Lord, to sit in your presence and in the fellowship of the saints, Lord, all across this land, to feast upon this rich portion you have provided us in yourself, Lord, and to seek your face in prayer. God, illuminate our understanding, we ask, by the light of your word, and expose our hearts to your holiness, that we may keep our feet from evil and our lives from sin, so that nothing will stand in the way of our fellowship with you. Lord, we want nothing to hinder us from the closest communion with you. Holy Spirit, we pray you would give us a heart of holiness, that we may always love the ways of truth and walk habitually in them. Lord, we just ask that you just let the light of your countenance shine upon us. Let your word penetrate our hearts and purify our lives. Show us today deep and hidden things we did not know. We just ask right now that you'd close the door on every distraction and draw us near to your heart. Lord, we want our love to be of the purest kind, Lord, so that we can love others as you have loved us. We lay this hour before you, Lord Jesus, and give you all the glory in your mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome everyone to the noon hour. We apologize for that delay. And again, we do apologize last night for those of you who are online and did not get the audio for the first 20 or 30 minutes. We were having some major technical difficulties, but we appreciate your patience in that. We're going to have to expect that during seasons like this, there are going to be those little irritations. The enemy wants to cause us to get distracted, but I encourage you during those times, as we're waiting on the Lord, to just pray. That's what we're here to do, to pray and to stand in the gap and to do that. So thank you all for your prayers, for your encouragement, all the things that you're sharing throughout this season. And I'm just praying your journey is being very blessed and that you're being strengthened in it. You know, we're looking at the name of the Lord of hosts this particular week, and we know that, you know, the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run to it and are safe. And we've seen him as our husband. We've seen his name as it applies to the Ark of the Covenant. We've seen him as the first and the last. He's eternal, self-existent. And now today we see in Isaiah 6, which is our scripture for the day, that the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, is holy God. He's holy, holy, holy God. God is perfectly holy. And his home in heaven is a holy place. And so the only people who will be at home there with him are holy people. And so he must make a people holy to himself. When Isaiah, as we read this morning, saw the bright white lightness of the Lord's holiness, he was undone. All of a sudden, he recognized he was under judgment for his sin. And he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." He was undone. God was preparing his servant, though, as we see in the time frame that this was taken, and it was very specific in this chapter 6 of Isaiah, that the year of his vision, his encounter with the holiness of God, was the year that King Uzziah died. And the writers wanted us to know that something was about to change in the history of Israel, something drastic. And we know that when the Lord is about to do something new, He first sets his people to pray. He calls us to pray. And then he comes in and he purifies our hearts. Isaiah was being called to be the prophet to the nation at that time. And so the Lord needed him to see his sinfulness, his weakness, and that he would rely on the Lord alone. And when he recognized that, when he repented, the Lord commanded, remember, this is the Lord of hosts. He commands the angel armies. He commands one of his seraphs to fly with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And it says in verse 7 that he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. Isaiah was forgiven. He was cleansed of his sin. And then he was set on a path to do what the Lord had called him to do. You know, we can praise God today that he's provided us a way through Christ Jesus, our Savior, to stand in his presence. We could not stand in the presence of God, just like Isaiah, even today, we could not do that. We don't have eyes fit to even see the bright whiteness of God, his perfect moral excellence, his holiness. Only unless the Holy Spirit touches us are our eyes prepared to gaze upon the beauty of holiness. Without that touch from the Holy Spirit, the presence of God would be a terror to us. And that's what happened with Isaiah. The Lord calls us to be holy because he's holy, and he makes us holy through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through his cleansing, efficacious blood, so that we can come to his throne of glory and worship. And then we can also come before his throne of grace boldly to ask for mercy and help in our time of need. You know, Job, if we remember the story of Job, chapter 42, at the very end, he was undone before the Lord. Having been confronted by God, he recognized his own sinfulness. And he said, you know, before my ears heard of you, but now my eyes see you. And it isn't until we come to this place like Isaiah and like Job that we're completely undone in the presence of holy God and recognizing our sinfulness and repent that we're given eyes to see. And God wants to see us, him, more clearly in this season. He's holy. He's pure. He wants us to see him through eyes of faith. And so today, you know, our prayer is that God would take our thoughts and make them higher, bring them up higher with him, so that we'll think more worthily of him. We're lacking reverence and awe and respect and honor of God, and he wants to purify that. We talk about it every day, how we think about God, how we view him impacts how we pray. And we're praying to a holy God. And we need to remember that. We come in with reverence and fear and recognize our sinfulness. And that's why we begin the mornings in praise. So that we get in that right mindset. We understand who we're conversing with. And then we come to this hour and we repent, so that nothing hinders our communion with him, so that we can be in a right relationship with him and he can bless us. And so this afternoon, as we go before the Lord in prayer, we come before him with a spirit of repentance. We lay our hearts bare before him and let the Holy Spirit do his sanctifying work by the truth, the word of God. Help him to expose our hearts, and then let's just be honest. See those areas of our life he needs to touch. It can be really painful, but we need to get rid of so many things that we're holding on to. God wants all of us. He wants full possession of our hearts. And so this afternoon, let's go before him. Go before the holy, holy, holy God, and lay our hearts before him. Let him shine that bright whiteness of his moral excellence upon us. And just grab hold of the hem of his garment. and let the power of his forgiveness flow through and release us. Forgive us of our sins. Let's go before him in prayer. Again, you're welcome to come up to the altar and kneel. You can pray through this microphone here or the one in the center. And just pray into the mic so that everyone can hear us. And those who are online and listening, our dear friends in Calvary Chapel Chino Hills on the West Coast, thank you for standing in the gap. Just join your hearts and ours in prayer. When there's that silent times in between, use that time to pray your prayers and to allow the Lord to examine your heart. Let's go before him. Let's honor him. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are before your majesty. Lord, you are perfect in holiness. God, would you just close the door right now on the world to us as we come under the shelter of your power and your mighty name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Take us into the Holy of Holies with you. Lord, we need to hear your voice of love ministering to our hearts. God, you say you discipline those you love. God, you want to purify us and cleanse us. So that we can find healing and strength in our weakened and powerless state, Lord. Holy Spirit, come with your launderer's soap and do that cleansing work, and with the refiner's fire to purify our hearts. Come and purge us of every fleshly defilement, Lord. All of our carnal desires, every sinful thought, Lord. All of our wrong motivations and ambitions. Lord, we want to be useful to our Master, Lord. You are holy. You are worthy. Lord, sin is blocking us from being a blessing. So we just ask, Lord, that you would search our hearts today. We lay them before you, Lord Jesus. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there's any wicked way in me, Lord. And lead me in the way everlasting. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, Lord, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done evil, this evil in your sight, Lord, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Lord, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. So purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities, Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. No, the sacrifices of God are a broken heart, a broken spirit. O Lord, a broken and contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our hearts. We lay them before you. Do your mighty sanctifying work, we pray, in Jesus' name. But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. O Lord, you have called your people to a holy life. You have separated us from this world and set us apart for yourself. You've placed us in a right standing with God. And while all the nations are in uproar, Lord, you are our righteous God. You have provided us a way to achieve peace. Just as you gave Moses that pattern for building the temple, Lord, through Jesus Christ, you have given us the pattern to help build and maintain a holy life. Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Lord Jesus, you came to set up your kingdom within the hearts of men. And through your perfect rule in the government of our soul, you provide a path of holy living that leads to inner peace and removes the fear of evil. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Lord, you've restored us to a right relationship with yourself so that we could be like your son Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit, to progress in our walk with God by cultivating all the gifts and the graces that you give us, and follow Jesus' example of humility, gentleness, self-control and patience. O Lord, guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, we repent of all the time we've wasted walking in this world when we've been called to walk in the light and to grow in righteousness. God, we repent of dishonoring our right relationship with you by failing to be in a right relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, and continuing our wrong relationship with this world. You say in your word that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. Oh Lord, cleanse your body. Make us whole and healthy. You tell us, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Oh Lord, we praise you that you have broken that those bonds that have held us to sin and freed us to walk in liberty. Help us to now live in righteousness and walk holy before you, Lord.
As we talk about the Lord's name today and that being holy, the thing that the Lord just continues to press on my heart is together as a body to pray for the cleansing and the sanctity of the Lord's pulpits and his churches around this nation and around the world. And if you talk to people in the world today and talk to people who've left the church, there's such a deceiving going on by Satan, as I hear it more and more, how people no longer trust the Word of God or trust that it is the Word of God, but has been changed, has been modified by man, is no longer sacred, is no longer inerrant, but is man's, and that people need to search through history and go to all these other books to find God's truth. And Satan has stolen a hope from these people and promises from these people. They are led astray. So I just want to praise the body and encourage everybody during your meals and during your mornings and during your evenings, continue to pray for God's hand in the pulpits and in the churchings, that the Lord would do a great work there and raise up men who honor God's word and are not in it for gain, but are in it realizing that they are governed by God and that they will stand to give an account. So let's pray. Lord, we see you're coming again soon. And Lord, I know that your heart breaks for all of those, Lord, who aren't ready for your coming, who have lost hope, who've walked away, Lord, who don't trust you to keep your promises, God. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help our hearts to break for those people, Lord. That you'd help us as your children to be able to stand against these lies, to be able to stand firm in your word, being able to rightly divide the truth, Lord, not needing to be ashamed, Lord, but diligent in seeking you through our prayers and searching out the scriptures, Lord. Lord, we pray for the churches of this nation and all over the world, Lord, that the pulpits, Lord, those who would speak from your word, Father, they would do it from a clean heart, Lord. They would do it not from their own strength, but through your Holy Spirit, Lord. That, Father, they would seek you continuously in their quiet time, Lord. That there would be a humility as they walk with you, Lord. We pray, Father, that those who teach the word of God, Lord, would believe and trust that it is inerrant, Lord. That it is your word, that it is your strength, that it is your power, that it is your spirit that changes hearts, Lord. That changes lives, Lord. That set us free from Satan's lies and deceptions, God. We pray, Father, in these last days that you'd continue to raise up men and women, Lord, who will speak the truth, God. Not concerned with what the world has to say, not concerned with the hate that the world will throw at them and try to shut them up and keep them from speaking your truth, Lord, because we know that as your word is spoken, Satan hates that. Because captives are being set free, lives are being saved, and people will get to see you in all of your beauty, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you'd raise up those, Father, who have hearts set before you, Lord, who daily go before you asking for your heart, Lord, asking for your strength and your power to lead them in that day. We pray that you'd raise up people, Lord, who have a servant's heart, Lord, who know that they are under shepherds, Lord, and that ultimately all of us are your sheep and we belong to you, Lord, and there's going to be an account given. And so we pray for those people, Lord, who recognize their place under you, Lord, knowing that all of these things are yours, Lord, knowing how much you cherish your people, Lord, how much, Lord, you love us, how much you've given for us, Lord. We pray, raise up people with hearts like that, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'd raise up people who study and know your word, Lord, who know how to share and teach your word, that people could continue to grow in their walk with you, Lord, would not be left as babes, Lord, who could not be easily fooled into believing the lies of the enemy, Father. Lord, we pray that you'd raise up those who are not in this for filthy lucre, who are not in this for power, for control, for influence, Lord, that the people who would stand in these last days to speak the name of Jesus would do so because of their overwhelming love for you and all that you have done in their own lives, Lord. And that they would have a desire that everybody would know the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for that, Lord. Cleanse your pulpits, Lord. Cleanse your churches. And Lord, we pray for those who stand and speak the name of Jesus wrongly and with lies and deceive people and steal from people. Lord, we pray your mercy upon them, Lord. God, when we look at how merciful you are to us in our sin, how kind you are, how gentle you are when we fall, Lord, we ask that same kindness to those, Lord, who don't know you but lead people astray, God. It's a sad, sad thing, Lord. And we pray that in your kindness and your gentleness, Lord, that you'd remove their influence, you'd remove those people listening to them, Lord, and that you'd correct them and put them on the right path, Lord, the path that leads to life, and help them, Lord, to see and to know the truth, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just be merciful to those people, Father, who are being used by the enemy to deceive the world, Lord. So, Father, help us to be a people who, again, can stand firm in your word, who know that we know, Lord, that we would trust in you to fulfill your promises, Lord. Help us to be a people, Father, who pray for our nation, for our leaders, for the lost, Lord. Help us to be a people, Father, who recognize how holy and awesome you are, Lord, and how in your holiness and your awesomeness, Lord, your desire is an eternity with us. Out of all the things you could ever want, Lord, you want an eternity with us. And it's just amazing, Lord. And we pray that every single day as we go out to labor, Lord, we would have that thought in mind of how much you've given for us and how much you desire to have us with you forever, Lord. Let that love that you have for us drive us onwards in our love for you and our love for those who are lost and our love for your word, Lord. So we just pray that you'd continue to meet with us here in this time and just through your Holy Spirit, lead those who are to pray in this time, Lord, and what they are to pray for, and help us, Father, to just come before you in humility and continue to worship you in this time.
The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives, though you took vengeance on their deeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Proverbs 23:19. Listen, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will close one with rags. Listen to your father who begets you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Get understanding and instruction. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who sires a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice that who gave birth to you. Give me your heart, my son, and let my eyes delight, and let your eyes delight in my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, an adulterous woman is a narrow well. Surely she lurks as a robber and increases the faithless among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long over wine, those who go to the taste mixed wine, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will utter perverse things. And you will be like the one who lies down in the middle of the sea, or the one who lies down on top of a mast. They struck me, but I did not become ill. They beat me, but I did not know it. When I awake, I will seek another drink. Dear Lord, I just ask for forgiveness, Lord, of letting my belly often rule my day, Lord, gluttony, Lord, and Lord, just the Lord, we ask for forgiveness for your church and the general just running to comfort food, running to stress eating. Lord, instead of looking to you, Lord, keeping our eyes on you, Lord. Lord, there's so much drinking within the church too, Lord, even sometimes at Bible studies and socials, Lord. And Lord, it just doesn't feel like that's of you, Lord. And your word says it's not wise. And Lord, just help your church to be more holy, to be more like Christ. Help me to be more holy and like Christ, Lord. And Lord, this sin of lust and women and carousing, Lord, is just horrible in your sight, and it leads to nothing but destruction, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you would just take away all of those temptations from me, from your body, from your church, Lord, that we would just continually seek your face and what you would do, Lord, to die to our flesh and to be like Christ, Lord. And we thank you for the victory we have in Christ, and we thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, just make us holy like you, Lord, and be pleasing and bring you glory in all we do. In Christ's name, amen.
Proverbs 31. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Lord, we speak to the sin of gluttony, which causes one to consume more than is required. But gluttony is not just linked with food. It includes other areas as well, Lord. Proverbs 23:20 says, "Do not let those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat Do not join them, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Proverbs 28:7 says, he who keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. In Isaiah 56:10, Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They lie around and dream, and they love to sleep. They are dogs with mighty appetites. They never have enough. They are shepherds who lack understanding. They all turn to their own way. Each seek his own gain. Come, each one cries, let me get wine. Let us drink our fill of beer, and tomorrow we will be like today, or even far better. So, Lord, we stand in the gap. For those, Lord, who are given over to gluttony and drunkenness, Lord, and ask, Lord, that you would give your character, Lord Jesus. You were temperate. And Matthew 4 tells us that after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, you were hungry. And the tempter came to you and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Lord, we thank you for the provision you have given us. You tell us in Isaiah 55, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. We thank you, Lord, for the provision you have given us in Jesus Christ, who is our soul's satisfaction and who we are truly satisfied. Come, Lord Jesus, take possession of your people's hearts and fill us with the fullness of yourself. Remove every fleshly desire that does not honor you, Lord Jesus, and help us to be filled with the Spirit to walk in your light.
Lord, I just thank you for how good you are. And just listening, Lord, it's so true how I just disbelieve the truth that you give us, you give me. I pray for forgiveness, Lord, of not believing the truth of your word. All you do is tell us the truth, and every time we obey, Lord, we are satisfied in you. But yet, day after day, moment by moment, we sin and we distrust you. And I just pray, Lord, that you'd forgive me, forgive our churches, Lord, and our nation for not believing that the words that you tell us are true. I pray for just a new sense of just knowing you and trusting you. God, you are so good, so satisfying, and when we tell other people about you, we reflect on the times when we've trusted you and you've satisfied our hearts. But yet, in instances, Lord, we just turn away from you again. And God, I just thank you for how faithful you are to us. Thank you that you forgive us, Lord, and we come to you asking for forgiveness when we know that we have not trusted you. But yet, thank you again for your faithfulness to us. Thank you that your words are true and you are satisfying. And there is nowhere else that we can find hope or joy except in you. So God, I just pray for myself and our church and the churches across this country, Lord, that we would just submit to you again, recognizing that you have the truth, you have the words of life. Lord, let us submit our lives to you. Lord, help us to give our lives to you, to once again turn our eyes away from the things that we think will satisfy that never do. And forgive us for that sin, but help us to focus our eyes on you again. God, may this nation look to you for hope, not in the things of this world, but just to you. Thank you for, as we've talked about, just the preachers of this land, Lord, that the word would go out and they would point people to you, and the satisfying fact that when we trust in you, Lord, we have everything we need. It's like you say, you have given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. Lord, help us, help me to trust you more and to not look to all the things of the world, Lord, that are tempting, but yet never satisfy, that lead to death. Thank you that you give us life. God, help us to pursue you with all of our hearts. Thank you for this time of just bringing us back to you three times a day, just intentionally praying and asking you to help us, Lord, to be more like you, that we could bring the words of life that you've given us to bring to this world. Thank you for the hope and the joy that we have in you. And Lord, let us sit in your presence more often, daily, and just committed to reading your word and talking to you and sharing your amazing words and your truth that this world that is dying. And again, Lord, I just thank you again for your faithfulness and goodness, that you forgive us, but yet, God, convict us of our disbelieving, of not trusting you. And thank you that as you love us, Lord, that you bring us along. You are so loving and kind. And I just thank you for your gentleness, Lord, even with our wicked hearts still. Lord, may we put those away and literally put on you, that we might look like you and serve you and love you more.
As the theme of God's holiness continues in the name that we're looking at today, holy, the Lord reminded me in his word that the one thing he holds higher than his name is his own word. And in Psalms 138:2, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. So it's again just something to continue to meditate on and pray on, is if we're looking at how holy our God is, how much more is his word.
Lord, we look to you as the word that has become flesh and dwelt among us. Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, that's the sweetest name we know. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for ministering to our souls and giving your life for us, Lord Jesus. Let us bow our hearts and bend the knee before you, Lord. Come and triumph in our hearts. Take possession of what is rightly yours, we pray. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. O Lord, we praise you that you have provided a way for us to stand before the bright whiteness of your holiness without fear and to come boldly to your throne of grace through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided a training center for all people to learn about holy living, and that is your church. Lord, we pray that our lives would demonstrate the transforming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that our lives would leave a lasting impact on this generation. To your glory, we pray. We give you all the glory, Lord, for your cleansing, refining, and purifying work, which you do through your Holy Spirit within us, through the sanctifying power of your word. God, we love your word. And we love you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the sweet gift of this season, Lord, which you are purging us of everything that is hindering our communion with you and drawing us with cords of loving kindness nearer to your heart. Lord, let us be willing to go deeper in to the Holy of Holies of intimacy with you. We love you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you go out in the joy of the Lord, feeling his cleansing power washing over you, and just go out leaping like calves released from the stall, singing his praises and glorifying his name today. I look forward to seeing you this evening at 6 o'clock for our evening hour as we bring our petitions before the Lord. Blessings to you all. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.